From the Chattahoochee Tech Studio, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Thursday, January 13th, and actor Orlando Bloom turns 44 years old today.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories. The name was released of a Kennesaw pedestrian killed by a car. DPH promised COVID report issues were fixed before they crashed again Tuesday. Dog diehards are relishing a sweet victory. Marietta Council discussed the Goldstein Gap. Kennesaw Parks and Rec will host an open house for a new rec center. And finally, local art students get a chance to show off their skills. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. The person who was struck and killed by a car in Kennesaw Saturday night has been identified as Rubina Jessica Mauricio. Rubina was walking along Cobb Parkway Saturday near MacDobbs Road when she was killed by a vehicle. The drivers involved in the incident remained at the scene of the collision, and charges have not been filed. The incident was one of 3 over the weekend in which pedestrians were killed by cars in Cobb. Early Saturday morning, a 26-year-old Marietta man was hit by a car while walking on I-75 near South Marietta Parkway. Then on Sunday night, a 7-year-old girl was killed in an Ackworth hit-and-run while walking in the traffic lane of New McKever Road. Georgia Department of Public Health's daily COVID-19 status report was delayed once again Tuesday due to a server failure. The crash is the latest in a slew of technical problems for the state, which has failed several times to provide its daily update, even as case counts and hospitalizations remain at record levels. Multiple crashes occurred last week, which the state said was due to its servers being overwhelmed by the astronomical case reporting numbers. Monday night, the DPH circulated a news release stating that issues that were identified last week have been thoroughly investigated and the problem fixed. And yet, those issues resurfaced again Tuesday. A notice on the department's website said the status report would be updated Tuesday. As of Monday, Cobb's per capita case rate has reached 2,657 cases per 100,000 residents, exponentially higher than the high transmission level of 100 cases per 100,000. The county's positivity rate for PCR tests is now above 36%. The target level is 5%. Also concerning is the status of Cobb's hospitals, which are at severe capacity levels and have been on and off diversion status as of late. Many Georgians and Cobb County locals were absent from work and home Monday after making the long, chilly trek to Indianapolis to see the Georgia Bulldogs face off against the University of Alabama at Lucas Oil Stadium for the national championship. Whether by an 8-hour car ride or a quick flight to Indiana's capital, locals made it their mission to watch history as the Bulldogs won their first national championship since 1980. Outgoing Cobb Chamber of Commerce Chairman John Loud made the trip with several friends from Cobb County, calling it the night that made grown men cry. He was proud of Georgia coach Kirby Smart, his staff, and all the players for bringing another championship back to Georgia. Kelly Krivsky and her husband Alan Krivsky of Marietta drove to Louisville on Sunday and met up with friends to drive to the game in Indianapolis on Monday. While Georgia fans are celebrating, Kelly Krivsky said she's only received happy messages from Alabama friends, positive comments on Facebook, and no negativity from Alabama fans. The Marietta City Council Monday discussed the so-called Goldstein Gap on Marietta Square, electing not to get involved in the property's future, but leaving the door open to change to city code governing blighted properties. Councilman Johnny Walker raised the topic, arguing that the hole in the ground at 77 North Park Square, owned by former Councilman Philip Goldstein, is an eyesore. Councilman Walker said the property was prime real estate with great potential. He told the MDHA last week that he'd like to see the city pressure Goldstein to build something else there. The lot was formerly occupied by the historic Cuthbertson building. Shortly after tearing down the Cuthbertson building, Goldstein proposed building a five-story building on the site. The proposal was rejected by the council over height restrictions, leading to a legal battle between Goldstein and the city. More recently, in 2018, plans to build a three-story brewery were approved by the city, but the deal between Goldstein and the brewery owner fell through. The lot is surrounded by wooden fencing. Public art was added to the fence last fall. Councilman Walker raised the issue of the property in May 2020, arguing the fenced-off lot had attracted trash and pests and was a safety hazard. The property was cleaned up around that time and the issue was dropped. The council took no action Monday, but may consider code changes that would affect the property in coming months.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG-NOW. The city of Kennesaw and the Kennesaw Parks and Rec will have an open house for the new recreation center in Kennesaw on January 22nd at 10 a.m. The gyms will be open for basketball, volleyball, and pickleball. Pickleball will have instructors on site showing attendees how to play. There will be classes, snacks, giveaways, and the walking track will be open. Giveaways will include mini basketballs, volleyballs, and sunglasses. Upon completion, the 42,000-square-foot rec center will feature three basketball courts, a walking track, two fitness rooms, a gymnastics center, and office space. Fourth and fifth grade students enrolled in Cobb County and the City of Marietta School Districts can show off their drawing skills and get published in Cobb's Water Smart Art Contest coloring book. Artists are asked to draw Cobb Water's mascot, Tappy Turtle, practicing a water-saving habit. The deadline for submissions is February 18th at 3 p.m. The winners will be invited to a virtual reception on March 14th. Winning entries will be compiled into a coloring book and distributed throughout the county. The WaterSmart program was initiated by the CCMWA in 2000 to educate its service area residents of all ages about the importance of indoor and outdoor water conservation and to help encourage sustainable year-round conservation regardless of climate conditions. When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi. I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with seven offices across Metro Atlanta and two right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.
Be creative, innovative, passionate. Be excellent, inspiring, driven. Be faithful, disciplined, prepared. At Union University, you will thrive in a Christ-centered community and be equipped for success in your life and career. Begin your journey today. At Union University, be transformed.